The next thing we're going to talk about is a gift we would not recommend buying for your child. And I'm going to go so far as to say, I believe we should start canceling them, which I know is going to make people upset, but that's the only way we fight back. And that would be the American Girl.
This is shocking to me.
Sad to say, but they have just come out. They've come out with a book. So they have a book. My girls had the American Girl. In fact, I have a big set of stuff still, and I would love to get rid of it, and haven't been a very successful in even selling it off anymore. But they have these little books that go with the dolls, and then they have other books that that kids can get and read. And one of them is about health and your body. And I have one of the older versions of that book because my daughter, we got it somewhere at one point when my oldest was young. And it was just about when you're a preteen, how your body changes and, the importance of washing your face every day, so you don't get acne, the importance of showering, the importance of life skills that a young woman needs to know, brushing your hair, brushing your teeth, those kinds of important things. Well, they've now taken that book and they've added an entire new narrative to it. And that narrative is about your changing body, and that if and it specifically says if you are pre-puberty, if you have not hit puberty yet. So now they're targeting, think about this. This is down to 8-year-olds, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, because most kids are now hitting puberty closer to 10 and 11. It used to be 13, 14 when I grew up. It's closer to 10-year-olds, some 9-year-olds.
So
So
gross.
these are little kids, 7, 8, 9 year olds. And they're saying if you have not gone through puberty yet, talk to your doctor and they can give you something, and this is how they word it, something to slow down your puberty so that until you decide what gender you feel you want to be. Okay, I think I have this even saved. I'm gonna look because if I do, I can read it verbatim.
And you
This
can also
is
screen share it if you want to.
okay. I have to see where I put it. I don't know where I put it.
That is shocking to me. It shouldn't shock me.
This is shocking, and we need to be aware of it because yet again, this is the agenda, and this is how they do it. This is how they come in. This is dangerous. This is very, very dangerous. I'm going to see if I can. I know I saved it, but now I
I
can't
was
find
talking
where it
to my
is.
mom and I said, when you were raising kids, you had certain dangers, what you didn't have to worry about as much as TV shows, cartoons and stuff like that. You didn't have to worry as much. And you certainly didn't have to worry about toys. But now, us as parents, we have to worry about the internet. We have to worry about what shows they're indoctrinating us because we all know Disney is flat out in our face about the indoctrination going on at Disney. We all saw the viral videos of the producers, and now it comes down to toys. So
So
parents are not safe no matter what. We can't just send our kid
correct.
down the toy aisle. We can't just go and assume that the toy is safe because of indoctrination.
Is it working? Can you
I
see this
see
page?
MSN. I see
Yeah.
MSN.
So MSN,
Oh, there it is.
this is mainstream now, you guys. The mainstream media is talking about this. Pay attention. When you look back over history, the mainstream narrative sometimes will start talking about this, then they're going to ignore it. And then we all have to pick it up that are in this new alternate media, and we need to push this. So here it is, the American Girl blasted for body image guidebook, pushing puberty blockers for kids. This is 3 to 12-year-olds who are struggling with body image issues to ask their doctors for puberty blockers. I hope that they have, every girl needs to learn to live comfortably in her own skin, and this book will show the way. In these pages, a girl will find everything she needs to know about loving her unique self, staying confident through her body's many changes, and appreciating her life. Let's see, where is it? Do they
So a
have?
parent reads that and are thinking, oh, wow, that sounds like a great book for my
It
kid.
is. If you haven't gone through puberty yet, this is in the book. Okay. The doctor might offer medicine to delay your body's changes. So a kid doesn't know what that means. Giving you more time to think about your gender identity.
Let me tell you, kids are very confident in their gender identity, especially toddlers. Toddlers know if they're a girl, if they're a boy, if something's for a girl or for a boy. And this, all this media stuff, all this garbage is confusing the kids because kids didn't have an identity crisis until we told them they had an identity crisis.
And look at this. First trans Barbie. This people got to wake up to what the heck is going on. This is because this is now the same company. So this is not, this is an agenda. They are doing this on mass scale.
I saw also the OMG dolls ha were transgender as well.
Yep,
I saw that at Walmart.
it's terrible. Yeah, I mean, this is terrible. This is absolutely horrifying, and we need to wake up to it. So, how do I stop sharing?
There's a button that says stop
Oh, I
sharing.
see it. Okay. This is something that we need to be aware of. The American girl, particularly Barbies, girls are a little bit older when they start playing Barbies. The American girl, that literally is down to toddlers. When my girls started with the American Girl, they were toddlers. They were 3 years old, 4 years old. They're little. You know, they want a doll. So
I remember the books growing up, and I've read some of those books growing up, but they didn't have dolls, at least not that I knew of. Maybe they did. I didn't know of them until my friends were having kids. Then I found out about the dolls, but I was reading those books. They were good books. So
yes.
this is really shocking to parents that this is going on. And so it's a scary time for parents to be living in because their schools are indoctrinating them. Disney's indoctrinating them. The toy aisle is indoctrinating them. There's no place to go. I remember being in junior high. Okay. I had a bad self body image. Why? Because junior high girls are so mean. One
And
day
we're
you'll
going
be a.
through changes. Our body is naturally changing. We're going from being a child, a little girl, to being a grown woman. That is part of what we need to go through because that's how you learn who you are, what you like, who you're going to become, who God made you to be. We've got to, these kids, if we don't allow them the ability to embrace, here's the sad part about it. It's actually telling these people who you are and what you were made was not good enough. It was not right. And you should be the creator and you should tell the creator who you should be and how you should be. That's ultimately what this is.
Oh, yeah, you basically said that you're a mistake. And I don't see that as you are a mistake. And the Bible even says you are not a mistake. God formed you. He sang over you. He knit you together in your mother's womb. He
Yes.
even died for you. You were not a mistake. And so when I was going through junior high and these girls would be friends one day with me and not friends the next day, and my hair couldn't be right and my shoes weren't right, it was
Yep.
brutal. I went through anorexia. Because it was brutal what I would go through
Wow.
every single day. You know what I needed in my life? And I did have it. I don't want you guys to think my parents were horrible people, but what the things that I needed were adults that cared about me to keep putting value into me. Like I
Right.
am worth something, that
Yes.
I do look beautiful. My hair is fine. Walk me through why girls would be so mean and cruel and keep instilling values in me that I was valuable. Not that, oh, those kids are right. You probably should get a gender surgery because, yeah, maybe no. Put value in who they are, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, and they're
Yeah.
perfect just the way they are.
Because otherwise, what's going to happen? This is the thing I was people. Uh-oh. My microphone just shut off. Can you hear me? That's really weird. My whole
Is it
system.
weird or is it deep state?
My whole system literally just shut off. But you can hear me. So it must have picked me up on,
Your computer.
yeah, that.
Dun,
Thank
dun,
you,
dun.
Google and all you crazies. But the thing that I was, now I've lost my train of thought. The thing that people need to be aware of is that what the heck is this going to do in 20 years from now with our world when we've got all these individuals who had legitimate image issues? They're real. There's nothing wrong. They're real issues. But instead of solving that issue and going to the core of it and going, well, we need to figure out why this is a problem and why you're feeling this way and what happened in your childhood and, you know, what things have been said to you and were you bullied? Were you teased? Were you abused? Was there trauma? They have ignored that. And they've gone right to, well, the reason that you're doing that is because you're actually transgender. And so we're going to give you this prescription. Go get it filled. We'll reassess in 3 months. In 3 months' time, you're now sterilized. Mm-hmm. Your hormones, which go through, I just watched an interview this morning with somebody that was a detransitioner. Those hormones, what people forget is that affects every organ in your body. Hormones are not sexual. They're a part of that, but they are not. His thyroid started having major issues. He had another organ that was starting to have major issues because these medicines that they give, they were originally to castrate pedophiles. And they didn't care what happened. Now, regardless of whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent, they didn't check. They were just going, you're not going to hurt children. But now they're giving these to people on a regular, ongoing basis, not even considering the damage it's going to do to their body on top of the sexual confusion. Because your brain, your DNA never changes. You still have an XY chromosome or a double X chromosome. That's it. You're never going to change that. Mm-hmm. No matter how many drugs you do, whether you cut everything off and insert new things, mm-hmm. that doesn't change who you are at the core.
A trans man would never be able to carry a child because he doesn't have a womb to carry a child. He might look like a female on the outside, but he'll never have a period. Yep. He'll never be able to carry a child. And naturally, he would never be able to nurse because that's what the breasts were made for, to nurse your newborn baby. Just like a female, she will never be able to impregnate a woman if she right. is a trans man. She'll never be able to do that. Yeah, she might get stronger with testosterone, but she'll never be as strong as a male, a natural male. I mean, and she'll never think the way men think, ever. Right. Right. Men have, so talking to pastors in ministry, and they talk about the difference between the way the male brain works, and even talking to my own husband, they yeah. have a know-nothing box. They have boxes in their brain. I right. don't have boxes in my brain, and I certainly don't have a know-nothing box. You can yeah. literally sit there and not think of anything. My yeah. brain can't work like that. I'm thinking all the time. If you want a good example of what it's like to be a female brain, look at the news ticker at the bottom of your screen, and there's constant flow of information. That is exactly how a woman's brain thinks. It never stops. It right. never stops.
That's right.
I want a know-nothing box. I want to just be there and not.
I was just going to say, sometimes I would love if I could have that. Hey.